Professor Dixon Tang from Northeastern University to the EW 79 he's giving today, and also to the people out there from industry who are listening to the webinar. So let me just say a few words about Professor Tang. He's the Chung Kong Scholar Chair Professor at Northeastern University. He's currently Vice President for Research at the university, and at the same time he's head of the Institute of Industrial and Systems Engineering and the director of the Key Laboratory of Data Analytics and Optimization for Smart Industry, also at Northeastern University. That's a center funded by the Ministry of Education in China. The interests of Professor Lixing and Tang are very much in line with the interests of the group here on enterprise-wide optimization, since they deal with plant-wide production and inventory planning, production, batching scheduling, data analytics, optimization, integer optimization, computational, and also more recently, machine learning, dynamic optimization, reinforcement learning, and I could go on and on. And the thing is that all these type of techniques are being applied to various industries, in particular steel industry, but also to petroleum and chemical and energy resources. And let me only mention that he's been very active publishing, has almost 100 papers in international journals. They include, for example, Inform's Journal of Computing, Naval Research Logistics, and one of the things he got one best paper award of the Institute of Industrial Systems Engineering Transactions Journal. It's a best application paper. And he's also an associate editor in a number of journals. I'm not going to read all of them, but again, that just gives you an idea of the activities that he has. And I thought that I have had the pleasure of visiting his lab. It's a very impressive operation. And I thought it would be interesting for us to learn a little bit more about the activities that they do in this area, and in particular in China. Okay, so Professor Tang, it's all yours, so we welcome you, and thank you for agreeing to give the talk. I have to indicate that because of the time difference in China, it's actually now 11 o'clock at night. So that gives really a special credit to Professor Tang from being able to give his talk. So Professor Tang, welcome to the seminar.
First of all, thank you, Professor Grashman, introduced me. And good morning, dear colleagues. I'm Li Xinfang from Northeastern University, China. It's my honor to be invited to EW seminar and to make this presentation. Please allow me to extend my sincere thanks to Professor Grashman to invite me to introduce the research that we have been working on. Today, I'm going to talk about data analytics and optimization in the industry, including production, logistics, and energy scheduling problems, as well as some data analytics applications. Before start, please allow me to make the short introduction to Northeastern University that Professor Grashman mentioned. Founded in the 1923, Northeastern University is a national King University directly affiliated to the Ministry of Education of China. Listed in the 895 and 211 program for national King contracted universities. Recently, it had been listed as one of the members of the first-class university contraction strategy. NEU houses around 45,000 students at near 3,000 faculty members. It has always played an important role in serving social and economic development. Particularly, it's well known for the greater contribution to the steel industry. Now, I will introduce the structure of the H plan, our under construction of Northeastern University. H plan meeting confirmed referring to the interdisciplinary development involving two main disciplinary groups of Northeastern University. One group is about steel industries, which covers the whole production process from iron making to rolling. The other group consists of the disciplines of automation, information technology, and artificial intelligence. The two groups symbolize the left and right part of the letter H. We are well connected and integrated with each other. Next, I will introduce our research work on the data analytics and optimization by taking the steel industry as the background. My presentation mainly consists of six parts. Steel industry is a basic material industry which supplies raw materials for many other industries such as construction and automotive. It plays an important role in driving the development of this industry. China has been the largest steel producer in the world for the last 20 years. In 2018, China's steel output had reached 928 million tons, accounting for the more than half of the world's steel output. Steel industry has been one of the pillar industry in China's national economy. The overall production process in the steel in the manufacturing can be roughly divided into the four stages: iron making, steel making, hot rolling, and cold rolling. And the iron making stage, raw materials are transformed into the molten iron. At the steel making stage, the converter further transforms the molten iron into the molten steel with the required degree. And then the continuous cut transforms the molten steel into the slabs. Sequentially, at the hot rolling stage, the slabs are rolled into the steel strip. Finally, the hot rolled coils are rolled into the sheets with required specifications and the cold rolling stage. The steel production involves both continuous and discrete production operations, as well as multiple high temperature operations, and consumes a massive amount of energy and resources. Due to the complexity of the production process, it is a huge challenge to effectively organize the entire production process. Irrational decision making could result in lower resource utilization, high energy consumption, and high production and inventory cost. How to overcome these critical management challenges and smooth production process is a key problem that has been plagued steel production. Therefore, in this presentation, I will talk about how to use analytics and optimization techniques to solve the production management issues, including production, logistics, energy, and data, which are commonly faced by steel industry. First, I will talk about systems modeling and optimization methods we proposed to the solve production and logistics scheduling problems in steel industry. The steel industry involves complex physical and chemical process and complicated logistics structure. It uses huge equipment. Furthermore, the demands of the steel products are usually characterized by large weight and lower volume. These new characteristics make modeling and solve the problem more challenging. The first challenge is that it is not straightforward to even formulate the problem mathematically. Each problem consists of the multiple conflicting objectives and many complex technical and management constraints. The second challenge is that solving this problem is technically intractable. Each problem is strongly and involves a large number of integer variables. Thus, we cannot directly apply or generalize existing organs. And Rousseau said the art of the musician does not lend in the depicting the image directly, but in placing the man in the emotion that this object can create in the mind. This idea guides our modeling. For the complicated energy objects, we propose the theta modeling method to quantitatively describe the production and the logistic problem, the background. The production and the production scheduling models should be formulated based on the production quality and the customer order requirements. Consider the transformation among raw materials, semi-finished products and finished products, as well as their space-time movement. The complicated process flow logic and the production technique restriction should be considered in the constraints of the model. Furthermore, the very management requirement, such as the resource energy and the equipment utilization, are also considered the objective of the model. To overcome the limitation of the mathematical optimization modeling, diffusion of the mathematical optimization and the data analytics was proposed to describe the complicated production and the logistic schedule problem. The sign is above with abbreviation of DAO DAO. Mathematical optimization is used to the model the identifiable and the quantifiable parts of the production and the logistic scheduling problems. Meanwhile, data analytics are supplements to the mathematical optimization model for constructed paths that hard to model and the parameters of the model. For the product scheduling with batching problems, set packing model was formulated based on the given candidate set. Each element in the set represents a feasible batching scenario. Then, the model is to find the independent subset with the maximum reward, where no element are permitted to the covered by the more than once. The set packing model we developed can effectively reduce the number of the variables and the constraints and improve the solving the efficiency of the model. Space-time network for the modeling is used to formulate the logistic scheduling problem. For the logistic scheduling problem, we proposed the event-based space-time network model with the signed constraints. The model was formulated based on the graph, such as each node represents a location at the end of the special scheduling stage, and each edge indicates the moment between the two locations at this stage. Computational results show that the proposed model is tighter and then can be solved by much quickly than an ordinary model and standard time space network flow model. The production and logistics scheduling problems in steel industry contain both allocation and sequence variables, and suffer from the features of the larger scale, multi-objective and dynamics. The problem cannot be effectively solved by the ordinary optimization methods. To tackle these challenges, high efficiency exact algorithm and near optimal method heuristics are developed. For the mixed integer linear programming, we proposed improved bandwidth based decomposition algorithm, which is enhanced by the use of values and relative quantities, combining Tory bandwidth cost and variable reduction test. This strategy were used to improve lower bounds, accelerating the convergence and reduce the solution space respectively. Experiments, the results demonstrate that Bandes' method we propose is effective in the convergent performance and the solution time, and could well respond to the challenges of related operations. For the mixed integer nonlinear program, we propose the three computational strategies for improve the efficiency of the MNIRP crowd algorithms. This work and cooperated with Professor Grashman. First, multiple generation calls were contracted to reduce the total number of the iterations. Then the partial segregate calls were proposed to provide the novel approach for the decomposition MNIRP method. Finally, hybrid strategy of generating Bandes decomposition and the auto approximation algorithm was proposed. Through the taxed out typical MNIRP benchmark problems, the efficiency of the proposed algorithm is superior to the traditional OA and GBD algorithm. For the convex mixed integer nonlinear programming problem, we integrated the scaled quadratic calls with the multi-generation calls for the auto-automation. These calls were incorporated in the master problem and the decomposition method, leading to the mixed integer quadratically constrained programming problem. Number is the result of the MNIRP benchmark MNIRP problem demonstrates the effectiveness of the proposed solution method with a scaled quadratic case. For the multiple objective optimization problem, we proposed a novel hybrid multi-objective evolutionary algorithm by incorporating the concepts of the personal best and the global best in practical swarm optimization and multiple cross operation to the update the population. In addition, we proposed propagating the mechanism to improve the quality and the diversity of the external archive with the significant effect on guiding the search direction. Computational study on the benchmark problem shows that HMOEA, which is by we proposed, is competitive to or superior to the private multi-objective algorithm in the literature. For the dynamic scheduling problem, we proposed an improved differential evaluation algorithm with the real code matrix representation of each individual of the population to further improve the efficiency of the effectiveness of the solution process for the dynamic use. The incremental mechanism was proposed to generate a new initial population for the DE when a real-time event arrives based on the final population in the last DE solution process. Computational experiments show that the proposed improved algorithm can obtain better solution compared to the other the algorithm. For the nonlinear program problem, we propose a new variant of the DE that component of the individual dependent parameter setting and the individual dependent mutation strategy. Individual dependent parameter setting control parameter are set of individual according to the difference in their fitness value. Fitness, it means the objective function value. In individual independent mutation mutation strategies. Four mutation operations with different search characteristics are assigned to the superior and inferior individuals respectively at a different stage of the evolution process. Experiments results demonstrate the algorithms we proposed outstanding the performance. Next, I will talk about the production scheduling problem in steel industry. As mentioned earlier, steel production is the complicated multi-stage process that mainly consists of the air making, steel making, hot rolling, and cold rolling. There are many operations involved in each stage. First, we focus on the steel making stage. The scheduling in the steel production meaning including the two types of decisions. The first one is the batching decision, which is to transform primary requirements of the order into the production batches. There are two types of the batches decision. One is charge and the other is cast. Charge is the basic unit of steel making production, which is referring to the batching of the molten steel loaded in the landing. Cast is defined by the sequence of the charge. They are consequently produced via same condition. The second time one is the schedule decision, which are to allocate sequence and time to the charge and cast on the corresponding facilities from the steel making to the continue casting production. This slide shows the charge batching problem we consider it. When making charge batching the decisions, only the orders with the same chemical content and the dimension requirements can be produced in the same charge. Why not in the order over the high rate and the low volume, and the total quantity of slabs with the same requirement is often less than the charge load. So, along with the order and the slab, open order slab will be produced, which increases the consumption of the resource and energy, as well as the production and the unit cost. Therefore, the charge batching problem is to join the special the slab needed to the satisfy the each customer order and group all the slab of different customer order into the multiple production batches. The problem can be regarded as a P-media clustering problem with capacity and additional technical constraints. For this problem, we formulated a novel mixed integer programming model. The objective is to minimize the assignment cost, inventory coding cost for the open order select, and the penalty cost for the unfulfilled part of the orders. We developed an optimization algorithm combined Lagrange relaxation and column generation. Computational results demonstrate that combined algorithm is highly efficient and could generate a solution that is very close to the optimal. As shown earlier, the full furnace of the lander of the molten steel is called charge. In this work, we consider the integrated charge, batching, and cast with selection problem at the steel making stage. Given a set of charge and a set of available tendish, a decision problem is to batch and sequence charge for two form cast. One cut for each available tendish and select the casting width for each charge in the cast. There are two objectives to be considered. Maximize the tendish utilization and minimize the total grid switch and the width switch cut of all the cut formats. A number of the technology constraints and restrictions must be considered in our models. We use the column generation operation to solve the underlying the LP reaction problem. In addition, wet inequalities were proposed to strengthen the LP relaxation to reduce the relaxation space. This branch enterprise algorithm can always find an optimal solution for the practical problem in a reasonable computation time. We just discussed two budget problems mentioned above. Now, we focus on the steelmaking problem, steel scheduling problem. The problem is to determine the that in what sequence, at what time, and on which device should be molten steel be arranged at multiple production stage from steelmaking to continue casting operations. The modern development as a nonlinear model based on the active production situation consider both just-in-time delivery and continued production. It is converted into the linear program which can be solved by simplex. In this work, we present a new type of the batch scheduling problem called semi-continued batch scheduling, which arises in the heating operations with hot rolling. The problem and the consideration is different from the classical batch machine scheduling problem in the following features. The first is the jobs in the same batch enter and leave the machine simultaneously. Secondly, each job in the same batch has its own starting time and finish time. And the batch process time depends on not only largest job, but also the capacity of the batching machine and the number of the job contained in the batch. We propose that the optimal properties of the two different objective functions and present different the dynamic program algorithm respectively to solve this problem. This work focuses on the hot rolling in the steel which is important operations for the industry to ensure production quality, smooth thickness transition from the slab to slab, and gradual width, decreasing the pattern unnecessary in the rolling process. The continued production between the two setups is called a turn. Scheduling the slabs in the hot rolling mill for a production shift is to form the production turns and arrange the sequence for the rolling and the individual slabs in each turn just mentioned above. The objective is to minimize the changeover cost in the production sequence. From the real global optimum, we proposed a parallel strategy to simultaneously scheduling multiple turns for the whole shift and formulate the hot rolling scheduling problem as a multiple traveling salesman problem. Modified, the genetic algorithm is constructed to obtain a near optimal solution to the problem. For the batch annealing at the cold rolling stage, the batching decisions, including selecting suitable coils to form the batching, each of which to be loaded an unpacked furnace for the annealing, and selecting one of the coils in each batch to be the media coils, which are called central coils. The objective are to maximize the total rewards of the coils covered and minimize the total cost due to the mini matching of the coils. In this work, we formulated the problem as a binary integer program and developed a grant card and the price is the exact algorithm. We also employed a variable reduction strategy to reduce solution space and speed up the algorithm. Finally, we developed a branch batching decision support system that embedding with all our algorithms. In the following several slides, I will talk about the logistics schedule problems in the steel industry. And just mentioned, we just talk about the production schedule in steel. Now we talk about the logistics scheduling problem. Still, logistics is closely connected to the upstream and downstream production process and directly affect the efficiency of the steel making hot rolling and cold rolling. The basic logistics operation, including the loading, transportation, shuffling stage, storage, is the same as the production operations. In this work, we study the atom shuffling problem arising the logistics system of the steel production. Given a retrieve sequence of the atom, where the required atoms are also called target atoms. When retrieving a target atom, if there are other atoms blocking it, the blocking atom must be shuffled to the other available slots. If a shuffled atom was assigned to the slot that blocks another target atom, then the reshuffling would occur. The atom shuffling problem is to assign shuffled atom to the suitable storage position of the retrieving a given sequence of the required atom, so as to minimize the weighted sum of the total number of the shufflings and the total grain traveling distance for this shuffling operation. We formulated the problem as the linear integer program model with additional sets of the weight equalities. The polynomial time algorithm for the special case and the greater heuristic for the general case were proposed. Experiments results show that the proposed algorithms are effective and efficient for the problem. In this work, we consider the reshuffling and stacking problem. The reshuffling and stacking problem is to determine the storage position of the incoming and the reshuffling atom in a stack to avoid as much as possible future reshufflings and improve the operation efficiency of the cranes. The improve the models and the extent heuristics can obtain optimal and feasible solution over the corresponding problems and are superior to the existing model and the heuristics. Now we consider the crane scheduling problem in warehouse operations where steel coils are stored in two levels. A given set of coils is to be retrieved from their designed places. If a required coil and the lower level is blocked by one or two coils at the upper level, to retrieve it, the blocking coils might be further moved to the other positions. The considered problem is to determine the new positions and required crane movement so that all coils are retrieved on the shortest possible time. For this problem, we formulated the mixed integer linear programming model and implemented a sequential solution approach. A dynamic program algorithm is proposed for the optimally solving the restricted case, its permitted special case, and based on the analysis of the special case and the heuristic algorithm as proposed for the general case and is the worst case performance and analysis. In this slide, I will talk about sheet storage planning problems. It belongs to the very important problem of the logistic scheduling. In steel plants, a number of steel coils are transported to the customer by ship. Each ship needs a loading plan, which is to decide the position of each coil on the ship. In storage planning, the objective is to minimize the moment imbalance of the ship. The total number of the shuffles needed for the unloading and disposition of the coil for the same destination. A number of the technology constraints when considered coiled vary in width, diameter, and width, so the position for the placing them are flexible, this making the storage priming the coils more challenging. In this work, we formulated the storage problem as the mixed integer problem. We derived 5 valid inequalities for the model, then the TB search algorithm was developed. In the following work, we considered several integrated production inventory and delivery problems. Given a set of the orders, the objective is to find an integrated scheduling for the processing the orders, keeping the finished orders in inventory if necessary, and delivering them to the customer such that the total inventory and the delivery cost is minimized. We considered the two classes of the problem. Whether the order delivery is speditable or not, for each we studied this computational complexity. For the two most general problems, we showed that the polynomial time algorithm has an arbitrarily bad worst case the performance boundary and the proposed combined column generation and TB search heuristic algorithm that can find a near optimal solution for them in a reasonable computation time. In this work, we studied integrated production and delivery schedule problem. In this problem, make to order products are first proposed, processed in a plant, and then delivered to the customer set through the two stages of the shipping. First, from the plant to the pool point, and second, from the pool point to the customer set. The objective is to obtain a joint schedule of job processing at the plant and two stage shipping of the completed jobs to the customer sets to minimize the performance measures that taking into account both delivery time length and the total transportation cost. For the offline problem involving a single production line and plant, we provided optimal dynamic programming algorithms. For the more general offline problem involving the multiple production line at the plant, we proposed fast heuristics and analyzed their worst case and assume to take performance forms. For the online problem, we proposed online algorithm and analyzed their competitive ratio. Next, I will talk about energy optimization in steel industry. Energy system in the steel industry is a complicated network along with the production progress, consumption, regeneration and emission of more 20 types of energy media occur simultaneously. The energy media includes the electricity, oxygen, gas, steam, water, and so on. First, we consider the dynamic energy allocation problem. The problem is to determine how to allocate the limited energy media resources to the fulfill the production demands in the entire production process from iron making to cold rolling. We formulated the problem as a mixed integer linear programming model with objectives of the minimizing the energy emission and the energy cost, as well as maximizing the energy revenue. We developed an ultimate dynamic programming algorithm to solve the energy allocation problem. Computational results demonstrate that proposed method is suitable and highly efficient. In this work, we investigate a gas scheduling problem. The problem is to determine the mixed plan of the blast furnace gas, cold oven gas, and the convert gas, so as to minimize the gas emission and the gas supply shortage. We formulated the problem as the mixed integer mathematical programming model. The experiment test shows the model is efficient. In this work, we started the steam scheduling with the consideration of the electricity generation. The problem is to determine the allocation of the steam to fulfill the demand of the both production and electricity generation. We developed the linear programming, which has improved the overall operating efficiency of the steam system and reduced steam emissions. In this work, we address the austere scheduling problem. The problem is to determine the on or off status of the studies of the all equipment in the austere system, which the objective of the minimizing the total generation and changeover costs. A mixed integer programming model was established considering the pipeline pressure, fluctuation, restriction, and production requirements. The experiment result demonstrates the effectiveness of the model. Next, I'm going to talk about some application case of data analytics in steel industry. In this work, for the error making stage, we started the burden distribution prediction problems in the production process of the blast furnace. Because the blast furnace is a black box with high temperature and linear situation variation, it's hard to be observed. So it is difficult to predict the distribution straightforward. We developed a prediction method based on the data analytics. In this method, the model between the temperature of the top gas flow and the corresponding the burden distribution had been built. Then we can predict the distribution through the temperature. The molten iron is produced after iron making stage. The temperature prediction of the molten iron in transportation to steel making stage was investigated. During to the molten iron transportation process, inevitable temperature dropping occurrence, and we should give the process real-time prediction of the temperature to the guarantee smooth production and reduce energy consumption at the steel making stage. We proposed the data analytics model through the method regress, least square support vector machine, and Kármán filter theory. The model should provide the high precise temperature prediction. This case is data analytics of the temperature and the quality prediction of the basic oxygen furnace process. Due to the physical and chemical reaction, as well as the black box property of the steelmaking process, it is difficult to predict the temperature and quality of the molten steel in real time. We proposed the multiple stage dynamic data analytics method based on the machine learning with hybrid kernel function and different evaluation algorithm. The figure shows that the proposed method had superior to the general method, and the trait of the dynamic curves as closer to the real curves. In this work, we studied the temperature prediction problem for the reheating process. Since the furnace process is complex, dynamic, and nonlinear, it is difficult to establish the expresses the process model. Therefore, we propose the hybrid modeling method combined its graph of the vector machine and the mathematical modeling to predict the temperature distribution of slabs. Experimental results show the hybrid model is superior to the mechanical one. In this work, we consider the problem of the street quality analytics for the continued annealing in the cold milling mill. The data analytics model is established to predict strip quality during the real-time production. Since there are many strongly corrected parameters in each complex process, the data analytics model was formulated as the multi-objective evaluation ensemble learning model based on the practical process data. Experiments, the results show the modeling method is efficient and superior to the some ordinary ensemble learning models. In this work, we consider the problem as process monitoring and diagnosis for the continuum annealing, which are currently detecting the tension fluctuation. We developed a hybrid model based on mathematical mechanism and data analytics for the problem, and the experiment results based on practice data showing that the process of the hybrid model is within the 95%. Next, I'm going to talk about energy analytics. Energy analytics contains the estimation, diagnosis, and prediction of energy. Energy estimation aimed at obtaining the real data by filtering abnormal data and complex missing data. The goal of energy diagnosis is to recognize the bottleneck of energy consumption, analysis in the corresponding regions, and finally give the advice or solution for improvement. Energy prediction is to estimate the energy consumption and regression for the in the furnace production horizon. Finally, I would like to talk about some topic about the ongoing research. The ongoing research can focus on how to utilize the analytics and optimization technology to overcome critical management challenges in industry. It is carried out by employing the cyber physical system, which is achieved by Internet Things as currents use the sensor network to collect the set sensor data, and then conducting the current descriptive diagnostic and predictive of the production and logistical process through the data analytics. On this basis, the decision making of the production planning, scheduling, operation control is optimized to achieve the ability of smarter industry. Based on the future of smart market optimization and data and analytics, and the three-level intelligent manufacturing framework is proposed. It focuses on the state, perception, process analytics, and the system optimization. State perception, including the industry imaging, recognizing speech understanding, and virtual data visualizing. Processing analytics, including the production process describe, equipment diagnosis, and the production quality predictive. System optimization, including the production and inventory planning, production batching and scheduling, as well as the process optimization and the optimal control of the process. Our vision is that rooted in industry and dedicated to the academic, we will keep the occurring the nutrition from the practical needs in the industry to make keen science and technology. we also hold the idea that the future of the data analytics and automation in the general trade, and we will try our best to promote the development. This is all about my presentation. Thank you for your kind of attention. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for a very, you know, very nice, very impressive presentation. I don't know, we do have time for questions, so let's start first in the audience out there. Anybody have a question for Professor Tang? Because we have them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you for your suggestion and the command.
Yeah, right. Any questions out there? Well, maybe what about here in the room? Anybody have a question? I think you left them all overwhelmed. Maybe if I can ask one question. So one of the things, I mean, it's obvious that you have an extremely wide array of tools. Can you comment the extent to which they have actually been applied by industry? In other words, how easy or how difficult has it been to transfer these tools to make use of them in industry, in practice?
Thank you for the questions. I think your question is very important. And at the two challenges in our the implementing our research in the industries. The first, the how to model the problem, because the practical just the experience is the expert basis to the handle the problem. How to model the problem is the first the challenges, and how to the describe the practical constraints and the management requirements, and quantitatively and mathematically, it's very 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 challenging. This is the first the challenge. The second, and because the model including the many integer. You know, the integer variable for this model is the how to solve this problem is very challenging, because the practical the model including the many constraints and the many objectives in addition to, and also including the many the integer and the large of the number the integer variables. This result the solving the problem is very challenging. For this problem with the problem development, many algorithms to the handle this problem. Okay, these are two challenges in the problem.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, any comments here from the audience? It looks like you're all a little overwhelmed, I guess, with all the quantitative information you convey. Maybe one last question that, if I may ask. So I'd like to understand maybe a bit more the background of the people that you have in your institute. If I understand it correctly, these are more like industrial engineers, right? Or to what extent do they have background, for example, in steel manufacturing? Because there's always the issue that if you have a group of, like especially optimization people developing models, but they don't have necessarily the background of understanding the physics, there's a bit of a gap. And that's actually something that, for example, companies associated with the CAPD always are facing. They put together groups that at the end tend to be a mix of industrial engineers, which are operations research type of people, but then also together with engineers who do understand the physics of the problem. So do you have any comments along those lines? In other words, how important it is to have sort of a mix of both the, let's say, industrial engineers with the actual, in this case, steel industry type of engineers? I don't know if my question makes any sense. But
okay. This is a question. It's very good, and just try to answer your questions. Because the industry has the special the characteristics, the first one, the features is the complicated production process, including the chemical and physical production process, And second, including complicated the production and the logical and the structure. This result, the mathematical problem is very difficult. And because the problem is concerning the how to use the industry and the production technique, the knowledge is very important. In our group, and for the different disciplinary the students and faculties, and the first the one is the some students and faculties and is good at the production background, such as how to transform the different raw material to the semi-finished products and finished products. And the production technique is very important. And second, the how to and the modeling problem, because I'm also charged over the modeling the problem, how to the from the production technique transform the model. It's the also the bottleneck of the research. And in the last 30 years, I'm working good at the modeling problem, how to transform the practical the problem into the mathematical the models.
Sure.
And the third part, in my group, including the faculty and students, is good at the development the automation algorithm and software. And therefore, I'll go through the difference the research disciplinary contract my team. And the faculty and the students also still in the steel industry and learning the practical the knowledge, such as the production technique the knowledge, and sometimes maybe still there 3 months, and sometimes maybe the half of years. In last the 30 years. I often still in the industry, because there we can learn more production technical knowledge and management requirements. And then from there we model the problem mathematically, and then develop the algorithm and the software.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is my group, and handle this complicated the problem.
All right. Okay, well, thank you so much again for a very nice, very interesting seminar and presentation, and I'd like to give a round of applause again. Thank you, and we'll be in touch, okay? Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. The Professor Marshall.